You're listening to the UCB Long Form Conversations podcast, in-depth conversations with performers and teachers from the best alternative comedy theater on the planet. This podcast is modeled on the improv form La Ronde, so the guest of our last episode becomes the host of this episode, and today's guest will become the host of our next episode. The opinions expressed in this episode are those of the comedians talking and don't necessarily reflect the opinions of UCB Theater or Training Center.
Warning. What you're about to hear is an extremely nerdy conversation about long-form improv comedy.
Welcome to the UCB Long-Form Conversations podcast from Los Angeles. I'm Kathy Yamamoto. I was the guest on a previous episode, but today I'm back as your host for another round of our ongoing La Ronde. Today, my guest is Ryza Licea, who improv fans might know from DiCaprio, Improvisos Peligrosos, Geraldo, Romper Farts, and many, many more. Hi, Ryza.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. How about you?
Just great.
Good.
Just great. let's get started with the beginning of your story.
Okay.
When did you start taking improv?
I started like 3.5, maybe 4 years ago. I'm so bad with like years and dates.
Yeah.
I feel like they're always a blur.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Why did you start taking it?
So I moved to LA and my cousin, Jennifer, she was living here literally right off of Bronson, right by UCB Franklin.
Oh, cool.
And like I had met her a couple times and we had dinners when I had come here for like work or just to visit before like I decided to move out here from Miami. And she was like, once I moved out here, she was like, you should do improv. Like, you're fun. And I was like, oh, no, this is like what like every actor like says their story is like, my family said I was so funny and whatever. And that's why I did acting. But I was like, OK, fine, whatever. So I went to a show with her. And the first show we saw was The Smokes.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that's it. I'm obsessed. I want to do this. So when I was able to afford it, I signed up with one of my friends. We both signed up for 101 together. With Trisha McAlpin, and I was, of course, 101 is always like, hell yeah, oh my god, this is so fun, and then, so I was like, I just wanted to keep on going, and yeah, pretty much my cousin Jennifer is like the reason, I guess, I do improv, because she's the one that started me. I did it like, I didn't really do it in Miami, because they don't really have an improv scene out there, like it is out here in New York or in Chicago.
Yeah. Were you the funny one in your family, or... the loud one.
So we're all loud. I'm Cuban, and that's just like we're just a loud, rambunctious family. It's six brothers and sisters in total.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm kind of like the middle child, I guess. Even though it's six, so like it's not like odd or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I definitely was the one always trying to be like center of attention and like steal the spotlight, or like just imagine going to dinner. Like, I don't know. We'd go to dinner like to La Carreta, which is like a Cuban restaurant that my dad loves in Miami, and like trying to get anybody's attention or like hear my story. Let me tell you what happened in my basketball game today, or oh, this happened in after school or whatever it was. It was just like a struggle. Like, so I guess, yeah. I don't know. I was definitely the one trying to get the attention. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I was the funniest. I feel like everybody... I feel like my dad's the funniest in my family, really.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so fun. And so you... Have you been, like, taking classes consistently since then? Or what's the dealio?
Yeah, so I took 101, and then I feel like it was always just one of those things where, like, as soon as I can afford my next class, I'll sign up. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, actors...
It's expensive.
It's expensive. Mm-hmm. We're poor until we book something. And then when we book it, we got to pay... somebody for something. It always happens. Some bill comes up.
Ugh.
And so I did it. I did 101, 201, 301, and then I did 401. And I feel like I took a little bit of time before I took my next 401. I took 3 401s.
Oh, girl, me too. Don't
worry
about it.
I was like, yeah, I took 3. My last one was with Jess Eason, who I love and adore. And then I got... I had applied for advanced studies and I was accepted, but I I wasn't able to like sign up because my schedule was crazy or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Herald auditions came out and I just was like, well, I'm allowed to audition finally. And it like, I feel like it just took me a longer time because I had like other stuff going on. So I kind of took my time. I didn't like do 101, 201, 301, 401, bam, 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 bam.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's smart though. Like gain some like world knowledge before you take a class.
Yeah. 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 I got to do like a lot of reps with like indie shows and mm-hmm. different teams and different types of teams and different mm-hmm. forms. So that was always like really fun. To do either way. So I still was doing it even though I wasn't like officially able to like audition for like a house team, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Well, little backstory. I did some research on you. You have Uh-oh. A great website.
Oh, thank you.
It's so fun. It's super fun. I loved looking at it. But it said you also took classes at Groundlings.
Yeah. I took a basic before I went with my cousin Jen to watch a UCB show. Everybody's like, Groundlings. And I was like, okay. And I took it. And it was great. But I don't know. I just, like, felt like something was missing, I guess. I love characters. And it was fun. But I feel like a couple times I got shut down for, like, being Latina. Or, like, I would, like, speak. Like, not in a bad way. But, like, it was just kind of like, okay, can you do it without an accent? I was like, that's just how I talk. Like, it's my voice. I don't – it's Miami accent or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, okay. But not a bad way. I think it was just the thing there.
Yeah, I guess it's interesting with you, and I don't know you that well, right? But yeah. Not for long.
We're going to be BFFs after this.
Right. But you do Improvisos Peligrosos.
Yes.
Which is all Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume you're fluent, right?
Yes.
Because that's so interesting to me. I haven't yet been able to see your shows, but how does the audience respond to it? Like, how do you have to like play a certain way to them, or?
It's so interesting. So my first language was Spanish. In Miami, like, if you don't know Spanish, it's like you'll go to a McDonald's and like you'll try to order, and like the girl's just like, she won't talk to you in English. It'll be fully in Spanish, even if you're talking to her in English. So I feel like I learned Spanish first, and then I like started elementary school, and everything was in English. Mm-hmm. So then I had to kind of like go back and practice my English, and then I spoke so much English. And then in high school I had a bunch of like Latino friends that were like from Colombia, Venezuela, Argentina, like all different places. And then I just, my accent got all over the place. My dad would be like, Raisa, you don't sound Cuban. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. But like I feel like on stage, like when Improvisos Peligrosos is doing a show, we try to do always some type of interview in English, or any opening that's in English. So like we've had like some celebrities come and do monologues for us.
Mm-hmm.
We've interviewed we interviewed Brandon Gardner's mother-in-law one day because she was in town. So we try to do it in English. So like when we are doing our improv, there's parts that you'll like understand because it's kind of like basic knowledge, or like we're very physical too. I feel like Improvisos, when I do improv with Improvisos, and I've talked to like Oscar, who's mm-hmm. on your team. We talk about this sometimes where it's like, yeah, like I feel like way more physical, or like it's just like crazy how like sometimes I'm so much faster in Spanish, and my brain, I'm thinking in Spanish always first, and then like English and then back to Spanish or vice versa. Like, so yeah, definitely. We try to do an opening in English
mm-hmm.
always, because like even if we do an indie show, like we'll ask questions to the audience at least, so we have something to go from
mm-hmm.
so that they, at least we want them to be included. We never want to like have anybody, even if they don't speak Spanish or English, to like feel like comfortable, like they can still understand some parts of it.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
I want to come check it out.
Oh yeah, for sure. We, are you going to DCM?
No, I'm not. I'm going to be out of town.
We got a premium show.
So
gotta promote.
Cool. Are you going to be playing with New York people or just LA people for that show?
So Fran, she lives in New York now. She writes for SNL. So hopefully she'll be able to do it with us. She was part of like the original mm-hmm. team out here too. And I think we might have a couple other people from New York join us for the show. We have two shows, a premium show and then like a regular like slot.
Oh, so fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. We're hopefully, once we get our schedule, hopefully we can like try to like get some cool like guest or something to play. Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah.
What's something that you've done in improv that's like made you really proud? And it can be as many things as you want, because I had so many.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay, hold on. I feel like when when I do like shows in Spanish, mm-hmm. like with improvisos, or even like I've done like a two man with other people, or like just like anybody, one of my teammates from Geraldo, or somebody from improvisos, it just feels like so good to walk off stage and like have like Latinos come up to me and just be like, oh man, that was like the first time I've seen that. That was so wild. That was so cool. Or like even just like getting on Herald Night, like I have had a lot of like guys and girls come up to me like, oh, like it's pretty cool like to see somebody that looks like me or like shares my culture like on stage, even if it's like one word that I say and it's kind of like, I don't know. I guess it just kind of like it's nice because it's you like to watch things that you can relate to or that remind you of things that you like. So whether that's your family or the country that you're from or something like that.
Yeah. So, that feels like so much responsibility.
I know it does. Cause like, then I'm like, oh, do I have to be like super Latina all the time? I don't know what that even means.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's like, I feel like that's like just like my one biggest thing. And I don't know. I just like any time I make my scene partner look good, mm-hmm. that's like already a win for me. Like I don't feel like I'm that girl that like is trying to like be the funniest one on stage, mm-hmm. or like to like come outside and everybody like run, be like, oh my God, you're so funny when you said this or you did this or whatever. Like I don't really care about that kind of stuff. I'm just kind of like, as long as like our show went well, our team looked good, yeah. my scene partner, like I supported and I was like positive and 100 with them the whole time. Like, then I'm like, okay, cool. I did my job. This feels good. I can like go home and hang with my cats and be chilling.
No, that's so great. Cause I do feel like that's what makes a good improviser. You know, mm-hmm. Ivy and I talked about this a little bit in okay. the last episode, but how sometimes, I mean, I could be wrong, but sometimes when I come out of a show and I was like, you number one were so funny. You were the funniest person. I feel like then something went wrong. Cause mm-hmm. like you should be funny as a team, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I know. I feel the same thing because, of course, like we're all actors. We're mm-hmm. comedians. Like we all have egos. We love a compliment. You know, we have social media. We're like, how many likes is this picture going to get? Oh, whatever yeah. it is.
I mean, that said, please compliment me. I love compliments.
Yes. Same. keep commenting, telling me you love me. No. I agree. I feel like it just feels so good when I'm like, oh, my God, I did that support move mm-hmm. that like. Sure, it got a laugh, but it was more because, like, I was like, I believe in what you're saying. Like, I'm on board. Mm-hmm. This is crazy. The other day in a show at Herald Night, Jess Euler on my team, she was mad because she didn't have an abortion. So mm-hmm. kind of like that whole, like, Lena Dunham thing, whatever. That was, like, part of the character. And it was, like, kind of like, But then Jonathan, who is so funny. I mean, they're both so funny. Jonathan Harris walks out and like just like yes and did it as a walk on. And it just got the biggest laugh. And she was like, after the show, she was like, oh, thank you. Like that like made me feel so good. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I want. Like my teammates to tell me after a show.
Yeah.
That made me feel so good. You like supported my crazy move. I walked out like a dinosaur that is blind wearing a tutu. And you were like, hell yeah, I'm going to be another dinosaur or whatever it is. So I feel like that's the best thing I could ever like hear from my teammates or coach or anybody in the audience.
Yeah. It definitely feels like an alley-oop move, you know? Like,
yes. Yes.
But that shot's yours too. Taking it.
Yes.
Taking
exactly, those laughs. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think has changed the most since you started improv? Like how has your improv changed from then until now as a successful house team member?
I feel like, number one, I definitely take it more seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, oh, this is my business. I do get called into rooms sometimes because I do improv at UCB or because I'm a Latina that is on a team that does improv in Spanish. So
it's like the dream.
Yeah. So it's like there's not like a lot of us right mm-hmm. now. Hopefully there will be so many more, you know, but I do feel like I take it more seriously where before I was like, oh, this is like, whatever, this is like fun and chill. I get to hang out and like do a show and then like we'll go have some drinks or maybe like go dancing. And then like I'm making friends because like I'm not from here. Mm-hmm. So these people are fun and cool and whatever. So I think I feel like that's the biggest thing. I just feel it's so much more like this is serious. And it's like sometimes I'll explain it to like my family, like especially getting on Herald. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what do you like? What? what is that? You mean you don't get paid? Or like, oh, it's so funny. So I'm like, no, it's like, but it leads to things. Mm-hmm. And so it's like a whole, like, it's part of like your career, mm-hmm. Like the longevity and all of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely feel for us as women of color, mm-hmm. it's especially important to show that like we can be funny, you know?
Yeah.
That's something I feel like I'm constantly proving every day.
Yeah.
You know?
No, all the time. I also feel like women get judged more on how we dress on stage, whether we're wearing makeup or lipstick.
Yeah.
How we look. Like, oh, she's so pretty. Let's see if she's funnier. Oh, she's, you know, whatever they. Oh, she's not that pretty. She's probably very funny. Like, I've heard people say that out loud. And in my head, I'm like, what? Like, yeah. What? Like, I remember when I first started doing improv, I did a show. I did a show at another theater, like this guy comes up to me after the show, and it was like I had been doing improv for like a year, so like I was fine. I'm sure like I probably still wasn't playing game. I was just like being like Wild Riza or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he comes up to me, he's like, "Hey, you guys were really funny. You were really funny." I was like, "Oh my god, thank you!" So I'm all like, "Okay, cool." Like this is like the beginning. I'm like so excited for like any compliment,
right?
And then he's like, "You were so funny, but like, if you dressed down like and didn't like, I don't know, have makeup or your hair done, like, I feel like people would think you're funnier, you know?" And I literally was like, I looked at him and I was like, "I'm not wearing any makeup. I haven't washed my hair in 7 days." And he just stayed quiet because he was like, "What do I answer to that?" I was like, "I don't." Also, like, bye, like, yeah, walk away from me.
The gall for someone to say that to your face is insane.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It was just like, I was like, and one of my teammates was next to me, and like literally she was like, I knew she wanted to say something. I was like, no, hands over you. I'm like, if anybody's gonna say something, it's gonna be my Cuban loud ass, but no. So yeah, I do think we get judged more, definitely women in general and women of color too, because it's kind of like, it's like, ooh, let me see that stereotypical spicy Sofia Vergara funny Latina. Do you have an accent? Because if you have an accent, it's so much funnier. And I'm like, no, this is how I speak.
Oh, that sucks.
I know.
We have a bit that sometimes if like one of the girls is dressed really nicely, we'll say something like, "Oh, I want people to think I'm so cute. They don't think I'm funny." But it's like, it sucks that that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's true. And like, I took a storytelling class with John Flynn, who's amazing. And it was so interesting to me, like, some of the things that I learned in that class. Sorry, I just hit the microphone.
It's okay.
I talk with my hands a lot.
me too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got it.
So I was in the storytelling class, and something that I learned that I was like, I've taken this on to my improv is, like, when you get on stage, automatically, like, people are judging you, whether we like it or not. So people are looking at your outfit, they're looking at your body, they're looking at your face, like you're looking at if you have a twitch or like how you stand and the way you speak and the way you move your mouth, like whether you're like doing the scene or on the back line, because like they're watching, they're observing, they're judging. And he was just like, you know, like just be true to yourself and be, you know, you've like if you look like, I don't know, for example, he's like, if you look like a serial killer, like it's going to take like people, like if you do a character that is like crazy, like people are going to be more like, oh, wait a minute, that feels so real or whatever. You know what I mean? So like he was just saying how like once we're on stage, people are judging us and just like not to like not use what we look like or whatever, but just, you know, be aware of it and just like have that in the back of your head sometimes. Cause sometimes like I can say a story about, I could say a story about like, somebody, being a bully to me. And then somebody else can say a story about somebody being a bully, and it's going to be taken so different, you know, differently than when I said my story.
Yeah.
Because of what I look like and what I sound like and how I'm dressed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But yeah, it's true though. I'm like, we all do it sometimes. Yeah.
I mean, as a student, I know I was definitely, I did.
Of course.
I did.
Yeah. You know, we get older and we start watching more. And we're like, oh yeah, no, that doesn't matter. Yeah. I love that, you know, Jess Eason, I remember, used to say this to some other girls. She'd be like, "You don't have to dress down. You could wear, you know, you could wear your makeup and your hair and, you know, like, you know, F it. Like, if they don't like it, like, just be you. If you want to look pretty." And the truth is, like, whatever, like, people do come to the show sometimes. Even, like, I've been at indie shows where, like, there's been like somebody, like a friend of a friend that was an agent or a casting director, and like they've gone up, and it's like an indie show where like, I mean, at indie shows, people are wearing like sweats and like chancletas and like,
yeah. Right. You know. So literally, Iffy and I were talking about how this never happens, and you're telling me it happens all the time.
No, not all the time. No, tampoco así. But like, yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. I didn't expect, like, after Herald Night, like after my first Herald Night, I woke up in the morning and I had a text message from an agent. I don't know how they got my number, and like two emails from other agents. So it was like, okay. Like, I figured like I would like get some like type of clout or something that I could definitely like hit. I was like ready to hit them up, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. All right.
Literally the dream.
I know.
Literally.
I mean, also like I was the only new Latina. Like, So I guess, you know, because Nina's Latina too. So right. It's like there's two like female Latinas like now on Herald Night. But yeah.
Oh, man. I was just thinking as like, because as an Asian American student coming up in the school, it was like really exciting for me to watch like Lilan and Eugene perform, you know?
Yes.
So that must be so exciting for like students who, Latino or Latina students who are watching now. I mean, two is still not that many, but
yeah, no, I know. I definitely think, I mean, we have four, I think, on Herald Night right now. Yeah, it's me, Oscar. We both, also like me and Oscar, we speak mm-hmm. Spanish. Yeah. Learning Improvisos Peligrosos. Oscar Montoya, I love him. And Matt on my team, he's also Latino, mm-hmm. and Nina. So I feel like, yeah, like it feels good to like have like people like me doing my thing. Cause like, again, even if they don't speak Spanish, like I know they know the culture. They like, it's in their blood. Like It doesn't matter like whether you speak the language or not, it's still like part of you.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely. I wish I had more like Latinas or Latinos that I could have like watched when I was like starting, mm-hmm. but there literally weren't. Yeah.
But now you're that.
Jess Eason. She was the one.
Oh, the one.
The one.
We were talking earlier, before we started recording,
yes.
a little about forms, which yes. I get really nerdy about.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, because you said DiCaprio is switching up your form a little bit.
Yeah, we've just been like having fun. I think that's kind of like the fun thing of having a new team mm-hmm. where your coaches, we had Marcy first, and then we had Beth for a month, and then now we have Dan Lippert. They've all been so fun and so different, and it's just so wild how like they like have tried all these different things, and it's so cool like as a new team because we're also getting to know each other mm-hmm. and you know, be comfortable and just like, you know, like there's like things that I'm like, oh, I know that like this is like something like Sydney would say, or like, you know, so like I'm like, oh, she's gonna support this already like as mm-hmm. soon as I do this, or whoever it is, you know, or like Ian is like button master, like I know he'll have a button for everything and anything, and I like never doubt him in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess like we've tried different forms and stuff, and today we have a Herald matinee mm-hmm. 6:30, and we're going to do some sound and movement.
Love
Herald.
Sound and movement.
Me too.
I know a lot of people, well, not a lot, some people who I've talked to really hate a sound and movement because, mm-hmm. I mean, you can't pull premise from it at all. But to me, sound and movement is so fun because it's so unexpected.
Yeah, yeah. And also, it's funny because, like, I know you can't pull premise, but, like, sometimes I feel like you can. I don't know. I'm so weird. I love sound and movement and organic.
Mm-hmm.
All that weird stuff, like, I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Like, let's get into this. Like, it's so fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally on board.
Yeah, yeah. Love
me some organics.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We've practiced sound and movement twice as a team, and we're going to do it tonight. So I'm excited. I think we've had really fun, high energy, and, like, all the scenes have been so positive. Like, even if it's two people that are arguing, like, it starts with, like, such fun, high energy, and, like, it just shows, like, even though, like, we're, I don't know, husband and wife, and we're getting a divorce, or we're breaking up with our boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is, like, you're still, like, kind of like these people. Even when they say, like, something kind of, like, bad or whatever, you're just like, oh, no, but, like, the energy is just, like, there from the beginning.
Yeah.
So, and it's fun. It's, like, as long as, like, you're all, like, supporting those weird things, like, cool. Yeah.
Oh, so fun.
Yeah.
Are there any other forms that you really love to do or really hate to do?
Okay, I love organic. Mm-hmm. I did organic for about 2.5 years with one of my all-girl teams, Brucer Willis. And it was really fun. It started off kind of like sound of movement-y, And then I feel like at one point we kind of got like it stuck in this weird thing. We're like, okay, like we feel like we're doing a lot of like the same boop, boop, boop or oh, and like those kind of things. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, we keep doing the same thing. And then Marcy was my coach for that team forever. And she like just she's great with organic. And she was just like we tried so many different things. And like it was so cool to like do organic and like have all these different transitions where like it was either organic or like. Take an object and initiate with something with that object, but like totally different, or make that object something else that it was, and or last line. And it was just so fun to learn all these things where like I wasn't learning in classes and people weren't doing them at indie shows. So like when we would do a show, a lot of times people would like hit us up at like we'd walk out of the show and they'd be like, hey, like, can you do my show? And it was like so easy. We like started not having to submit because they're like, oh, this is fun and weird and different. Where it's like, yeah, it's so fun. It's like Funk Shuffle is like an indie team that I love, and they're so fun and they move and they're so physical. And it's like, I love to get physical and just like really like be comfortable with my teammates and just like have fun with whatever crazy obstacle comes up on stage. Like, we're going to figure it out.
Yeah. Oh, that's so fun. I feel like, especially as a student, since you're learning the Herald, like your whole classes are working towards a Herald. Sometimes it's just fun to like do something without any structure, you know?
Yeah.
Break free from those chains.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I'm like, I was telling you, like, I'm the girl on DiCaprio that will, if I end up with group games, I mostly just feel like compelled to do a sound of movement or an organic or just like come out there like just like with nothing. And like I love to build it as a team. And I feel like we've had such fun like group games. And, and I'm not the only one that does that. But like that's like definitely like they're like, yeah, Ryza loves organic like group games. Like I love it. I'm like, yeah, let's do organic opening. Yes.
Oh, I'm so on board, though, because like we discussed earlier, it just to me, after you see three scenes, like I personally, my preference isn't to see another scene, but with more people, you know, like I want to see something completely different.
Yeah. It's a palate cleanser where I'm like, I know that like we want to have game in the group games, but sometimes like it feels so fun, even if it's just a character game or it's not like game heavy, but it's like, oh, it's a pattern. We have these fun patterns and that's what's getting the laughs and that's what's making us have fun to do this group game. You know what I mean? And then like those are the ones that I also always remember. And I'm like, ooh, this would be good for this third beat, like walk on or whatever.
Yeah.
So those are I feel like you discover like really cool characters and like worlds and places where you can like mix in your third beats and just collab where it's like natural and organic and not forced.
Yeah. And I definitely feel like you can have game within like organic. It just might take you like a hot second to get to it because you're not coming in with that premise.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Which is so fun. It's so fun to discover things.
And it's so much more satisfying.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we are on the same page.
Yes, girl. I'm glad. I'm like, because I feel like I'm like one of those random people that be like, oh, what opening would you like to do? I'm like, organic.
And oh yeah,
and everybody else will like not. I mean, not that this has happened like on the team, but like I feel like, or like even in classes, like what, like we'll talk and like I'll be like the only girl in class that's like, I love organic, I really love it. And sound of movement, everybody's like pattern game, monologues, and I'm like, no, let's just get crazy.
Yeah, yeah, because there's gonna be so much talking, you know, like that's why. I mean. This isn't about me, but that's why I love organic.
Yeah, no, same. No, it is about you too. Organic Club.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey there, long-form listener. It's me, Matt Walsh. Yes, the Matt Walsh of the UCB4. I'm speaking right now into your ears. Right now. Is this weird? It's a little, yeah. Well, you want to listen to something less weird? Then check out the UCB Sports and Leisure Podcast. The show where we conduct hard-hitting interviews with some of today's best sportsmen and relaxers, from baseballers to Bjork. Sometimes they're real celebrities, but usually they're UCB improvisers doing great impressions. Subscribe to the UCB Sports and Leisure Podcast on iTunes for more of me talking right into your ear. And then it might feel less weird, but no promises.
Hey, improv fans, if the suggestion for your next show is beer, maybe initiate your scene with something like, check it out, they've got Bronx beer on tap at this bar. It's the start of a great scene, and ordering a Bronx is a great way to start any night out. And Bronx is now the official house beer of the UCB Comedy Podcast Network. Visit thebronxbrewery.com for more information. And be sure to make your next pint a Bronx. And scene.
Do you coach now?
I've been coaching a little bit. I was coaching a Spanish-speaking team.
Oh,
and
fun.
I coached a couple just like one-offs. Mm-hmm. I feel like my schedule's been so crazy. I want to do it more, but I'll see like the postings like mm-hmm. on the group page.
Yeah.
And then like when people need subs or whatever, and like I'll like send screenshots to like the team and be like, hey, this one's open. And it's like, wait, why am I not taking this? Oh, because like I have an audition, or because I am filming, or because I have to go to CrossFit and work out because I haven't been this whole week, or, you know, so I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, it's fine. Like, I don't need to do it all the time, but it's fun. I think I like doing it every once in a while. And I'm definitely like, I would love to coach more Spanish speaking teams too.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Do you find coaching easy? Is it something that comes natural to you?
You know, it's funny because I feel like coaching, like, even though it's like improv, like if it feels like I haven't coached like sports teams, but I played so many sports and I was the captain of like my varsity teams in high school and like in middle school and like in eighth grade, I was like the captain of all the teams or whatever that I was in. And I feel like I'm really good at like being able to like speak to a group of people and like be like, okay, this is what we got to do. And like, mm-hmm. I think that's part of it because sure, like everybody, when you're like coaching and stuff, everybody's like, I just want to do scenes. But like sometimes like you have to like talk about it and like be like, okay, well, this is something that works for me, especially when I'm dealing with like a Spanish speaking team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, well, like when I'm doing a Herald, this is sometimes like what happens when I'm thinking or how I make a move or when I think of a tag. But then when I'm doing it in Spanish, I feel like I'm a little bit more physical and because I have to show the audience or things like that. So like it's good to like be able to like show them my insight and mm-hmm. show them like how my brain is thinking rather than just giving a note like, oh, just don't do this or just be nicer or that there was no game, you know,
yeah.
or whatever. Like, I don't know. And I think I'm also like very positive you know, and everybody's different. But like, I feel like I think like it's good to just have good energy because we're all trying our best and it's hard to like do improv or practice or do scenes in front of like somebody that you watch,
right?
Like, like if they're like, people will be like, oh yeah, I saw you, you guys were so funny, oh my god, I love DiCaprio, or oh, I saw Improvisos Peligrosos and like, oh, it's such an inspiration, like I'd love to like do a show at UCB Franklin or Sunset and do it in Spanish. And I'm like, yeah. And then they like they're so excited when they're talking to me about it, but then they'll like clam up when they're like doing like the practice. And I'm like, I feel like I'm really good at just like making them feel like at ease and like it's cool. Mm. Like we're all the same, you know?
Yeah.
Let's just like have fun and try our best.
Right. Yeah. And it's also awkward to be like in someone's apartment, you know, there's
yeah.
like not quite enough space.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I also feel like I'm very I like make myself at home. So mm-hmm. like the last team that I coached, they were like, oh, shoes off. I was like, okay, cool. So like I had just come from working out. I had just come from CrossFit. Like I like got there like 10 minutes before. They're like, oh, yeah, make yourself at home. Would you like some water? I'm like, yeah, yeah. And I'm there, sitting, like, and I had, like, some snacks. I was like, I sit on the couch, and it's, like, literally, I had snacks, and I was waiting for the other people to get there. And I'm talking. I'm, like, just, like, drinking. My feet are up. I'm, like, sitting with my legs crossed up on the couch, chilling. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, it's so funny that, like, me, like, just leaning back on the couch and being, like, comfortable made them feel so much more comfortable than, like, when... if I would have walked in and just like stood there, mm-hmm. I don't know, like a statue, like waiting to start and
yeah.
tell you what to do. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Going back a little bit too, it's so hard for me anyway, as I've started as well to, cause I feel like it's so important for a practice team to have fun because if they're not having fun, what's the point, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. And the coaches I've loved best have struck a really good balance between being critical and giving you a note that helps, but also like keeping the energy up and like and being complimentary of certain aspects and like making sure you're having fun and you're feeling good, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Also, I feel like making sure like the coach is like there, because I have had coaches that have coached a practice group or whatever, and like I feel like they're on their phone the whole time
mm.
and they're not like writing notes, and that's fine. Like I get it. Like we're all busy. Like when I was coaching the last, like that last, like I was on a veil, and then my agent was texting me the entire time, and I was like, hey, can I, like, I literally was like, when they had like a little break, I was like, hey, can I just text you when I'm done? You know, I'm coaching right now. And because I was just like, I felt disrespectful. Like I had already written back to two text messages. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, like I need to like be here, because I remember when I would get coaching, that would annoy the hell out of me. I'd be like, this person was on their phone the whole time. I just paid them $60 for 2 hours. I had water with a lemon in a mason jar, and it was cold, and I offered it. And I even offered snacks, and they're on their phone. How rude.
Oh, my God. I want to coach for you. You have snacks in a mason jar?
Snacks, mason jar, cats.
Oh, my God. The dream. Ryza, you're living the dream.
Oh, yes.
Are there any exercises you really like to run through? Like, is there an exercise that is like foolproof and will like get them to do to fix whatever problem they have?
I feel like mind meld is like one of my favorites to do. I love mind meld. I love, 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 love mind meld, because it's so interesting to see like where people's brains go with just two words. Like, how does this connection? And it's so wild to see like how some people go so broad and some people go so detailed. So it just, it's so, and then when like the faces of like people when they light up, when they get the same word, they're like so happy. And I'm like, yes, I'm feeling the same, but I gotta keep it cool because I'm coaching you. But yeah, no, I feel like mind meld is one of my favorites. I also love I don't know, I love like the really like groundedy stuff, kind of like let's like just sit, like you'll do it in class a lot, the like park bench, just sit and talk. Because then I feel like it's fun to like just like be humans and just find the funny thing naturally, just feels so good to do, because those are the ones that I like to do. So I'm like, I'm just gonna do what I like to do right now, at least like until I know what you guys are and what you should be working on, and then like we go from there. But yeah, like I like I don't know, I feel like I'll get bored of like categories. It's like, right, okay, yeah, like been there, done that, let's try something fun. Or like DiCaprio has like a warm-up that Sydney showed us. And it's in Spanish. Ooh. So every show before we do our shows, Sydney leads it, and she, I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to do it, I guess. I'm
yeah, like, tell what I'm saying. Okay.
I don't know. It doesn't have a name. We call it pie pie. So it's, she says it first and then we repeat it. But the way that she does it is how we have to do it. So like, if she'll like do it like in a character, and she'll be like, pia, 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 pia. And then the whole team will go, pia, 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 pia. And like, we'll tap our feet. And then it goes, rodilla, 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 which is your knees. And then we'll all like go around like shaking our knees and our hips. And then, wait, pia, 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 rodilla. Oh, hombros. So then it's shoulders. Hombros, 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 hombros. And it's kind of like a little sachet. And then we all do it. And then the last one is always so fun because it's cabeza, your head. And it's cabeza, 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 cabeza. And like, she'll change it up. So we'll do it three times. And like, each one is such a different character. And it's so fun to just, I don't know. I love it. I love that Sydney's the one that leads it, even though she's not like a Spanish speaking person. But she's, everybody like actually speaks Spanish like pretty well when we're doing that, like that warm up.
Oh,
it
wow.
sounds great. Yeah.
Oh, so that sounds so fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. I feel like it's very much like our own too. So that's like DiCaprio always, like that's like our warm up before our shows. We do other stuff, like our, you know, everybody has like the little rituals. Like I know some teams like pray before,
what?
Like they like, yeah. Somebody told me that their team, like, somebody prays. I was like, all right, that's tight. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if it,
Yeah. Or, like, you know, everybody has their little, like, I got your back or whatever, like, but, you know, you do it in a different way or, I don't know. So, yeah, it's fun to have, like, that own little, like, weird thing. Like, every time I, like, we'll like, say what we do, like, everybody's like, what? Like, yeah, it's our warm-up. It makes sense. Trust me.
Yeah, it also, that's so good at getting the energy up before you get on stage.
Yeah. It's so fun. Everybody so, like, commits to it, too. So, it's, like, it's great. And Sydney's so fun leading it. It's so, she always does the silliest, like, little, like, things and, like, her hand movements.
Oh, that's so fun. I want to go back just real quick to park bench, because I love park bench.
Okay.
And it's so fun because it seems like a lot of earlier students, like they think about game a little too hard, you know, and it becomes like so complicated. But park bench is like so good at like showing you that the funny thing is so simple and it's so easy to do, you know, if you just trust yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I love that. I love it. Like, it's like one of those things where it's like especially like when you're learning how to like rest a game, mm-hmm. especially I feel like we learn that more in 401. And it's so hard to trust that rest. But when it happens, it's like magic. Mm-hmm. When that game move comes up just organically, or like we'll do like some exercises sometimes where it's like, OK, just initiate. Don't like you know what the premise is. But Dan did this with us a couple times. I was like, oh, I love this. Like, I would love to do this in a show. And it's like, you know what the game is already once you're starting. But, you know, walk out, do like 10 lines, talk. Create relationship, you know, whatever. And then all of a sudden, whoever is going to initiate, like, drop it. And it's so fun because it's like you're not expecting it. So it feels like a rest right before it gets dropped and like, boom, you know, we
and
get to
so
have it.
Satisfying to watch.
It's so fun to
love
watch.
That.
I know. Yeah.
I guess we were distracted a little because we got a 5-minute mark.
Give us more time.
A little bit behind the scene knowledge. But I really like the way Iffy ended my episodes. And I guess Mono ended his the same way.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep up the tradition.
Let's do it.
With this final deep, deep question.
Oh, boy.
What are your goals, your improv goals and your personal goals? Like, what do you want to happen?
My improv goals, I feel like I want to get stronger at trusting my crazy ideas. A lot of times after a show, we'll get notes or whatever. And like, I'll like pitch something that I was like, oh, I was thinking of doing this. And they're like, yeah, why didn't you do that? Or like, our coach would be like, I just wish somebody would have said this. And in the back of my head, I'm like, oh my God, that's what I wanted to do from the back line. But I was like, I didn't trust it. Or I was like, oh, this is like too crazy, right? So like, you need to chill out, like relájate. And I was like, no. So I feel like that's my biggest thing. Cause I'm like, I'm very confident on stage. Mm-hmm. I feel good on stage. I love it. But like, there's certain things I'm like, oh no, like, is this too much or whatever. And then also just like, I would say like, sure. Like, why not? It feels good to be a Latina, like, on stage and, like, represent, like, for, like, all the, like, the Latinx, like, people out there that are doing improv or just coming to watch. They don't even need to do it. So that's, like, another goal to just, like, continue, like, representing us, like, in a good, like, positive way where it's not stereotypical and, mm-hmm. you know, to help, like, this diversity continue. And, like, I want to see more Latinos. Like, I want to coach more Spanish-speaking yeah. teams. Like, holler at your girl. Because I want to do it.
Yeah, if you're out there. There's a contact page on her website.
Yes, follow me on Instagram.
yeah, I think we have, like, a little time to do pluggy plugs, if you have any plugs. DCM.
Oh, okay, yeah. DCM, Improvisos Peligrosos, will be there. We have a premium show. We won't know for a couple days until what the schedule is, but just like, if you're there, come watch us. And we have a regular slot. DiCaprio will be there. We have a bunch of other teams. I'm also doing, I pitched a show that got accepted and I have to like pick the team by tonight, where it's called Lost in Translation. My friend Lori Majors gave me that cute title name. Gotta give her the credit. And it's people that learned English as their second language. So it's like, it could be like some people that have submitted speak German, Russian, Japanese. Somebody submitted that does sign language. And I was like, oh, this is so wild. I'm like, yeah, this is so cool. So it's kind of like, let's do a little bit of English and let's then throw in our language and figure it out. And it's going to be so different from doing just improv in Spanish. So that's another fun show that will be at DCM. Harold Night always with DiCaprio, Improvisos Peligrosos. Come watch me play basketball on Tuesday nights with the Lucille Ballers.
Oh, fun. I love that.
I have a sweet three. I don't make my free throws, but, you know, I'm working on it. I've been practicing.
Hey, Shaq didn't either, and he's Shaq.
Yeah, you know, I just like to drive it in on, like, four people because it's, like, very fun, which defeats a purpose because then you get fouled and then I miss my free throws. I'm like, what am I doing?
Ugh. Yeah, you'll get there. I believe in you.
Thank you so much.
I
don't think I have any other plugs.
Those are some great plugs. And I hope everyone goes to all of those things. They sound so fun.
Yeah.
But that was a long form improv conversation. Tune in to the next episode when Ryza will be the host.
You've been listening to the UCB Long Form Conversations podcast on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and review at iTunes.com. facebook.com/UCB Comedy. The opinions expressed in this episode are those of the comedians talking and don't necessarily reflect the opinions of UCB Theater or Training Center. Find cutting-edge comedy videos on YouTube and Vimeo at UCB Comedy. Find our live shows at UCBtheater.com and connect with us on social media at UCB Comedy.
Thanks to the Bronx Brewery, the official house beer of the UCB Comedy Podcast Network, for their support. Visit thebronxbrewery.com for more information on all their craft beer. And be sure to make your next pint a Bronx.